So we're going to be doing websites?
Yes. So web matrix is another way, other than creating, which we looked at last week, creating it in Visual Studio. Web matrix is another way that you can create. And you can actually create ASP and ASPX and VB HTML, and you can create stuff from C. And so you got a whole variety of stuff. Let me know when you get to this point so I can move on.
All right.
Also, what will
Yes.
Finally.
Okay. As far as I'm concerned, this is the worst part of it, is figuring out how to open this and get it to work right. And it took me a long time to finally get a patent that worked, where I didn't have everything named empty site 1, empty site 2, empty site 3, which is its default. So you're going to click on open, and then you click on folder. Okay, so you're going to click on open, and then click on folder. And I'm going to try to take pictures of this. But I also put this out in one of the things that's at your site. Okay, so then inside folder, I can actually choose where I want to put it, and I'm going to put it on the F drive in a directory that I call WM. And I'm going to say select folder. Wait a minute, did I miss where I was supposed to name it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I did. Okay. So let's see, folder. It's actually just sitting there now.
Yeah, it goes in front.
But I should have done a name, because now it's being named WM. And I'm seeing all the things that I created in the past, which is lovely, but we're going to try that again, because I swear there's a better way. So these are things that we're actually going to go over in class today, so I'll remember how to get back to them. Okay, so now I'm going to close that down. And we're going to try that one more time. Microsoft Web Matrix. And I swear that's the way I did it at home. Does anybody see where you can name it? I told you, it's the hardest part of it. It comes up, but it calls it some foolish name. Uh-huh. So I said open, and then I swear I said folder. But that doesn't look right.
Website 1.
My sites. No, that's not right. Okay, look at my PowerPoint.
Maybe the mail? The memo?
No. Okay, let's go back. I think I'm going nuts is what I think I'm doing. Start web matrix. Okay, this is my smart board. I said click on open. Then I said select folder. And then I said, and this came up, I made a folder called first, okay, so maybe that's what I did wrong. I made a folder called first test in my drive. That's what I did. I didn't give it a name. I was waiting to give it a name.
So you'd rename website 1 to...
No, I don't think it, well, what did I say? I said click to open. And then click folder, and then when folder came up, I said I made a folder call, so I made a folder in WM. Okay, so let's do that. I told you, this is the hardest part of the whole thing. Open folder. So then I went over to WM for web matrix. And I made up a folder. And I'm calling the folder in class 1. Okay? So I'm calling the folder in class one, and that I'm saying select folder.
You've made a new folder and added it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Check the path and try again. I'm in WM. Oh, I remember what I did. I went into new folder and I created it. Now it's coming back. It's not like I did this that long ago. It was like last night when I went over it. Or maybe it was the night before. So I went in and I made a folder. And then, so I went in where it says new folder. I made a folder. And then I said, now I've made the folder called in class one. Select that and I'm all set.
Yay.
Yes. Okay. So now that got me to name it. Because if you don't do it right, it calls it, you know, blank folder or something. It calls it something, empty folder. That's what it calls it. Empty folder one, empty folder two, and so forth. Why it couldn't be a straightforward approach, I don't even begin to know. Okay, so now the important thing is, see where it says create a new file? You have to click on that. And these are the, whoops, what did I just do? Wonderful. Okay. And I don't want to be there. I want to be back on the preview. Oh, that was all right, actually. Did I just close it? Maybe I should just go home now. Yeah, that works.
Just go to, under files, you select new.
We're going to get there in a minute.
Oh.
Mainly because I hung up. Which I didn't mean to do, but I did.
Remember okay. I hang up on this.
So open folder, and now I'm creating a new folder, which I will call in class 2. I'm now selecting that folder, and it's now open in class 2. Then I create a new file, and I don't want to go any further than that. This is classic ASP, which is the old-fashioned way of doing ASP. And it uses a percent sign. This is ASP.VV, ASP.X, which is what you were creating when you were over inside Visual Studio. You were creating ASP.X. Yes. So here's ASP.X for VB, here's ASP.X for C Sharp. So you can go in there through C Sharp as well. Then they've got CSHTML, which is for C Sharp HTML, and VBHTML, and those both will use what's called the Razor syntax, which is a way they've developed to do web pages. And you can use it either in VB or CS. If you go online and look at all of the different ways of doing it, they tend to favor this one on examples a lot. You can also create things in HTML, CSS, and JavaScript. I haven't really played with those because I was mainly interested in the VB, HTML, the ASPX, and the classic ASP. Okay? So I pick one of those, and I'm going to pick VBHTML for now. Okay. Then what I found easier to do is down here at the bottom, a lot of the stuff that I did in using the wizard in VB Studio had me put in default. So I kind of just got in the habit of changing that to default. Which makes it nice when you go back and forth between the two. Okay, so I changed that to default. And then once you've changed it to default, you say okay. And it comes up with the beginnings of the code.
Okay.
So I've got code up at the top that basically is VB, that I can write VB code in. And I've got a body where I can put HTML code and all of that good stuff. Okay? So I'm in the form, and I can go in and alter this code. They give me the basic structure. So for now, I'm just going to go into the body, and I'm going to put that I want to do an H1, and I want to say, hello, world. Okay? And notice it puts in the close H1 for you. Okay, so I've now got some HTML that I put in here. Okay. Then I want to run this. And run was one way of doing it. You can right-click on this and say launch in browser. And that's the other way of running it. So I'm saying launch in browser. And it comes up with hello world. Notice it's in localhost. And it is running it in localhost. And I've now got the header that says hello world. Okay. If I want to put it out on the server, I can put it out on the server. If I want to do all these kinds of things, I can. But for now, we're just testing in localhost. And so it comes up in localhost, and there's my page. Okay. So this is just another way of creating pages, and you can pick your language and all the rest of it. So I'm going to now go back out, and as I said, you can also do that with run. If you click on run, it will also come up with the hello world. So either way works. Okay. So now I'm going to get out of this, and file, close site, and I want to open the stuff that was in my folder. Okay, so I'm going to go to WM, and you can download these. Has anybody downloaded them? Okay, go download them before we do anything else.
Some examples?
Yes.
I wish we learned HTML this way.
Yeah. Well, there's loads of things, tools you can use to write HTML. Okay. But yes, Web Matrix is one of them.
How can I download the Word, Microsoft Word Matrix? I know I don't have it on my laptop.
I use it on these computers.
DreamSpark?
It's a Microsoft product. So you can just go in and do a search on it, and I'm sure they'll tell you where you can download it. I don't know the address.
Oh, okay. I'm not sure if it's a homework.
Okay, so I have some examples, and so there's the examples if you want to download them. They're WMZIP, and you can download these examples. Okay. Those are just a few spotty examples here and there that we're going to look at. Then I also said, if you want more examples, if you go over to the side over here and scroll down under basic ASP examples using Web Matrix, okay, those are a bunch of other examples. So I've got VBHTML examples, ASP examples, ASPX examples, and I've got a bunch of different examples that you can get from there. But for now, we're going to just stick with the ones that I put out here as some examples. Okay, so I'm at some examples, and I'm going to pick he exists. Pay using VBHTML. So that's the one I'm going to pick. Pay using VBHTML. So I click on that and then click on select folder and it opens. And it asks me if I want to upgrade and I don't want to upgrade. Okay, so if I click on default VB-HTML, it's now opened the page. Okay, so the important thing here is I can write Visual Basic within this. This is, again, remember, .vb.html. So I set up and I dimmed stuff just like I would in VB. So I said dim paper hours, a decimal, dim hours work, dim pay. And then I put in my if hours work is greater than 40, do this calculation, else do that calculation. Okay, so that's strictly VB stuff, and it's written within @ code. Okay, so now I want to get into writing out two things here. I want to write out the your pay is inside a paragraph. And I want to then back up from that and write out the contents of pay. And so they have me putting an @, which goes with the @ code, in front of each one of those. So when I move over into using HTML, they have me put the @ in. And then when I go and get the variable that I defined up there, they also have me putting the @ in.
Beautiful.
Huh?
This is beautiful.
And then inside the head, or inside rather the doc type HTML, I again put in the code, end code, and put in the fact that that same line, I copy and paste that same line in.
Okay. Except I had the word repeating.
So basically this kind of brings together, and if I look at running this, so if I say launch in browser, it comes back and there's the code.
I get an error.
I don't.
So, is this like replacing JavaScript?
No. I mean, it's a Microsoft dream of that, probably, but, you know, I mean, it's, no, I don't even think they dream of that. I think they've given up on it, and I think JavaScript is something they accept.
So, could you use JavaScript within this?
Yes.
Oh, you can?
That's what I don't think I've experimented with it, but I'm almost sure I've read that you can. I mean, I've just played with this. I sat down for a week and played with it, and that's the extent of my examples and the extent of my knowledge is to sit down and just play with it. And so I haven't tried putting JavaScript in. That would be interesting.
I would do jQuery, too. It's just and include, you know, for the library.
Okay, so you've got something here. What's the JavaScript thing that you could put in there? Think of something JavaScript and try it.
That's not JavaScript. Change background color. Yeah, you change your background color, I guess.
But you know, you can go in there and try putting some JavaScript in and seeing if it seeing if it acknowledges it. It definitely acknowledges CSS. So I can throw some CSS in here, and I suspect I can throw in JavaScript.
I
What's some easy JavaScript that I can just copy and paste?
I'm just going to change the background color.
Perfect.
Well, it does allow you to put scripts in.
Yeah, it's not like type script then.
It's not letting script. You do that?
No, as soon as I did it, pop script, what's JavaScript color?
Okay.
Input.
Alert. So I have a function that changes the color. I just need to figure out how to call the function.
Okay, so here's a piece of JavaScript. And I have no idea what... That probably is not a good one because it's got an interactive... It works?
I just put an alert.
Okay. The alert works.
Yeah, the alert works. I'm assuming everything else will work.
Okay. Can I please just copy this? Edit, select all, apparently. So if I come over here to Web Matrix and I put in... Okay, I've got a script type equals. It's giving me a curly brace on script. But actually, that's because I... What have I got here? I need to close script. Okay. Yeah. I'm in JavaScript now with enter the first number and I put in a 5. Enter the second number, I put in a 6. And I'm getting the result of 30.
Yeah. That's pretty powerful.
So, therefore... Okay. I think I need to close up a bunch of stuff. And I think I closed up that. Very clever. Why do I close the wrong things? So that works. So I now threw in some JavaScript and that works. Okay. I did the prompts and the whole business. And then you can throw in some CSS up here too and get it to come out, you know, different colors and all the rest of it. I'm sure you probably could.
jQuery is probably easier than JavaScript. You just put the include and sort it in.
No. That would be interesting to experiment too. I haven't tried throwing all the stuff in. You're much more imaginative than I am.
I just have much more time.
Nah, I don't think. Well.
No, I don't.
I don't know, one of your jobs seems to provide some free time built in, doesn't it?
Yeah, occasionally. Yeah, like last night I was doing more of my my portfolio and I managed to build a mobile menu.
Good.
So like, when it collapses, it has a button and it drops it back again.
Okay, so back to this. Have you experimented with it a little bit more?
Yeah.
And got some more stuff to go into it? Okay. So we're managing to put in the JavaScript. We've managed to take stuff that's put into the code. And it creates a web page, and that's the important thing here, is that you're creating the web page. And it's another way to work the web page. And then if you go back over into Visual Studio, you can actually open this and it will execute there too. So Web Matrix is compatible with it, and you can take it over there and open it, and it is compatible. Okay. So I want to run this so that I can show that it came up. So there is the JavaScript coming up, and I put in 2 and 12, and I get 24. So now I'm going back, and I'm going to close this up and open something else. And there's got to be a better way of doing that, too.
Just like Visual Basic, though. Closed solution.
Yeah. Okay, so now I've got WM, and I had an alternate pay, and I keep wanting to double click on it, but you don't. You do select folder. Okay, so this one, I kept the dimensions up in the top part, but I brought down the VB code and put the VB code inside here. And I just put it in with the at sign code and the end code. And so that will then show up. So I'm now in the body, so I don't need an at sign on the your pay is. But since the pay itself was calculated inside the code, I need to, when I want to show it, have the at sign in front of the pay, which tells it that it was developed within the code. Okay. So that's the other way of doing it. And the other thing is I could have taken all of the stuff down and done the dims all inside. So I didn't have to leave the dims on here. I could have brought them down in here and had everything embedded.
You could just do the same thing. You could bring everything up top too, right?
That was my first one. Had everything up top, I think.
So by putting it up top, is it public?
No, I don't think so.
No.
I think it's just more indication, and I don't think so, but emphasis on the think so. As I said, I'm a week or two ahead of you on this. That's about where I'm at. And so I got to play with it. I think it was actually either this summer or sometime that I played with it, and then this weekend I sat back and refreshed my mind somewhat. Okay. So, again, if I'm done with this, I can do a file, close site, and then open the next one. Okay, the next thing I have is, I think, math facts. And again, for some reason, I really just want to double click on it. But you click on it and then say select folder. So this is basically just throwing in some information where I've got line out formatted up, and I've said I want to write out line out. And one point I wrote it in a paragraph, and the other one I wrote it as the answer is. And I'm trying to remember, darn it all, what does at sign colon equal? Yeah, somebody go look it up. I told you I'm 2 weeks ahead of you and I forgot that one. Okay? At sign colon.
In HTML?
No, it's within VB HTML. But notice I've got I wrote it out in a paragraph, and then I wrote it out as @:. And a couple of days ago, I knew what @:" meant.
Is that like an echo or something?
If I knew that, I probably could answer the question. I don't see anything special about the way it wrote it. It wrote, the answer is concatenated with. So what we want to do is we want to look at VBHTML and we want to find out what @:: means. Is anybody more successful than I am?
I'm looking.
It works, whatever it does. It put the stuff out and worked the way I wanted it to.
I think it's like an echoing
thing. This is kind of an interesting one. A VBHTML file is an HTML file developed by Microsoft. Learn what Windows programs can open VBHTML files.
It's very broad.
Yeah. I'm not finding it. If I go back and I take out the colon, let's see what I get. Didn't like that at all. So, my guess is, looking at this, that I need the colon because I didn't put in any HTML stuff. That if I put an H1 there, I would have been all set. But since I didn't put any, because if you look at it, this line is pretty much the same as that. Let me try putting the answer is up here and see what that does. And see if you can come up with a theory. Okay? So that's my theory. They are exactly the same, except one of them has a paragraph and one of them doesn't. And when I try taking the colon out, it objects. So it kind of indicates to me that if I don't put in something like a paragraph or an H1, the way I get around it is with the @:. That seems to be what I'm re-seeing in this. Does that make sense? Because if I throw in an H1, I think it's going to work just fine. Because the paragraph worked just fine.
Okay, I found it. Oh.
Okay.
That symbol outputs a single line of content containing plain text or unmatched HTML tags.
Okay. Yeah. So that pretty much is what I said, that the plain text or HTML, unmatched HTML. So if you don't have the HTML, it has to go there.
I actually Googled VBHTML syntax.
Oh, okay. That was good.
I actually Googled, what is this? And then
Well, I tried Googling it in quotes, and I thought that might work, but didn't.
That's too specific.
Too specific, okay. Okay, so that means that if I don't have any HTML to put there, or I have HTML that's messed up, like unmatched tags, the colon apparently gets around that.
So that was kind of right. I mean, it basically echoes things, right? complaints.
Yeah, but echo, yeah, echo is your PHP word and other language words. But yes, it's putting it out. But apparently, if you are not providing it with the HTML about how it wants to go out, then the colon works.
Yeah, you could just put a HTML tag in there. We worked just fine.
Yeah, but I did on the line above it.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, that line above it has an HTML tag of P. Now, what happens if I take this one and it was talking about unmatched or something? So if I put an H1 in here, well, let's see what it does.
Make sure you close it.
No, I want to keep it unmatched.
Yeah. You got a closing P over there.
Yeah, no, I know. Oh, that, okay. I was going for trying to get, because what you read to me said unmatched.
Oh, okay.
So I was trying to figure out if I could actually do unmatched. It doesn't seem to think unmatched is a good idea. But now let's try taking out the P altogether. And now I'm still getting it. Now I get the red line. Oh, because I can't spell. So it doesn't want that either. So I think it's not telling the truth when it says unmatched.
I guess
maybe like maybe it just means like it's not assigned to a division or a paragraph, something like that. Just splash it anywhere on the page where you put it.
I get that from ASP.NET. So,
if I put a P in there. Okay, now let's try it.
Yeah,
it wasn't happy with that either. So I need to put the close P in there.
So that operator is for a single line of text?
Yeah.
But if you wanted to use multiple lines, you have to use the text tag.
Okay. What is the text tag?
It's just text in
quotes?
Yeah, one thing text. Less than greater than symbol.
Alrighty. So that one works that way. So this is a loop, basically, which shows you that you can have a loop. You need to have the next in it. And the next is the terminating of the loop. But basically, I've got a for loop going on there. And so I can really do my Visual Basic in there until I come to putting the output out. And then I have to kind of play around with the fact that I'm really doing it within the code here. And so I need the at signs in front of it to put them out in HTML. Because the top part was Visual Basic, but now I am trying to put it out on an HTML page. And so I need to include those at signs in there to tell it I'm putting it out on an HTML page. Okay, so this is VB HTML. And close site. And then I had MathFax, and we'll look at MathFax too because it's double embedded. Okay, so I've got two for statements going on here, and I've got embedded for statements. To get,
these are developer kits.
What are we looking at?
I downloaded Web Matrix. It wants me to download all kinds of developer kits with SDKs.
Yeah. I didn't do that.
I
don't think I downloaded any of those. Again, I downloaded it a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
It's a trap.
Did you just download it?
Yeah.
I didn't download it. I didn't add the
extensions. Yeah, I skipped it.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, for some reason the school's like antivirus things whenever we try to run I think it's a virus.
Yeah, it's anything to me.
What?
You tried running it, it wouldn't open it.
It wouldn't open what?
The firewall stopped it.
Oh, trying to download it?
I'm trying to open it.
Open it.
Try to open it in WebMatrix.
Yeah, I thought it was an error.
It opened the browser and it's anything happened to me, so...
It's like, we cannot allow you to go to the site because it's a virus.
Oh, wonderful.
But he said, this is working. I mean, I don't know. I think that's hard.
So here is the launcher browser for the MathFax thing. And it just goes through the embedded for loops. So basically the point here is that you can do just about anything that you wanted to do to come up with the page. And you can also throw in a lot of CSS to make it pretty and all of that kind of stuff.
It's actually pretty powerful.
It is. I mean, it's a nice toy, and I wish I had more time to play with it, and I wish you had more time to play with it. But this is your summer project. Play with this.
Honestly, I have a bunch of ideas I'm going to start doing over the summer.
No, I've started, my husband laughs at my list of what I'm going to accomplish over the summer.
Yeah.
I mean, he just looks at it and laughs and says, you're right. You know, so we're in for total depression at the end of August. Yeah, we're in for total depression at the end of August because I've checked off nothing on this list. Okay, so now we're going to take a look at... I'm going to open one of these that is for... other than web, let me find it and then stop talking. ASP. So I put a few in ASP.
Yes.
So there's a department array in ASP. Okay, so those are under ASP. Okay, so this is the way that you write this stuff in ASP. So I set it up, if I'm working in ASP, I set it up with the percent sign. So I have the less than percent sign, and then I have department array, and I set up a department array, and then I said for each item in the department array, I want to write it out, and I'm in ASP, this is ASPX, I'm using response write. So to write it out, I'm using response write. Now, when we were inside Visual Studio last Tuesday, we were seeing these percent signs popping up when in the data that they were creating, and I think they were doing a response write. So this is more ASP, ASPX. Then there is classic ASP that predated ASP with an X on it. ASP with an X on it is part of VB.net. That case when that came around. ASP prior to that was just ASP. And those have been for years the languages that Microsoft was using to put up websites. Is ASP, ASPX, and now they've added this VB.html. And those are the ones that they're using to put up. Okay. So this one uses a response write. And the other one that I had under there. Why am I doing that? Okay, and the other one under ASPX was MathFax. And I always do that.
That'll be good too.
Okay, and again, you see the response right coming up. Yeah.
None of them work. We need to run.
Like, really?
Yeah, I'm getting an error message on both.
Are you closing the program inside?
Mine's working. It just likes me better. Try launch in browser.
Close.
I actually find that launch in browser is a little bit. Launch in browser, I find, is a little bit more user friendly. Because I've had a few things not run and run, and then one in launch in browser.
If you open a folder with multiple things in it,
okay.
It's not like that.
Yeah, that's why.
Well, but if you... Okay, so then I wasn't thinking about that.
Yeah.
You have to click on the thing as opposed to the folder. Okay? So I'm in here, and I've got default ASPX clicked on as opposed to MathFacts while one. And I think you're right. When there was only one thing, you could click on either one. But otherwise, if there's multiple things, if you click on the default ASPX, then it runs.
I think I had the entire folder open.
Pardon me?
I think I had an error because I had the entire folder. Let's open that.
Okay, if you want to find out...
Are you still lecturing or is this open
mode? I'm still kind of talking. Okay. If you go to ASP and Razor, that's a good write-up. So you all who are interested in this, introduction to ASP.NET web programming uses the Razor syntax and using Visual Basic. And in fact, I went through this somewhat this weekend, and some of the examples that I got, I kind of took from here, were similar at least to what's in here. So if you're interested in getting into this and playing with it, this is a really good write-up on using VBHTML, or ASPX rather, I guess.